Hi there, welcome back to lesson 9. Well, you're hearing me and you're not seeing me. I've got a plan in mind. Trust me. What I would like you to do is I would like you to press pause and, well, finish. Let me finish what I'm saying first. I would like you to, when I'm finished telling you what I want you to do, press pause and then come back to this lesson. While you're doing this lesson, I would like you to bring up either on your phone or your iPad or on your laptop or even on your TV, a picture or a video of a fire burning. And I want you to do this very, I'm going to explain in a minute when you come back, but so just go ahead and pause and on whatever device that you have around you right now, if you could bring up a video, which I'm sure you can put on YouTube, sort of fire burning and choose whatever one that feels right for you. It could be in a fireplace. It could be in a bonfire, just so that you've got the next, 7 or 8 minutes to sort of be watching this fire burning as you're listening to this audio. Okay, go. Okay, welcome back. So why does Carmel Baird have you looking into the flames while you're listening to this lesson? Well, the reason why I'm doing that is because this lesson is all about fire, and the fire that you light can bring the spiritual guidance that you seek. And I want to go back a little bit to help you understand what that means. So the element of fire is such an important element. And, the first human that counseled anyone not to play with fire was likely not a mom, but it was probably a shaman who very well knew the beauty and the fury of the element of fire. So from a spiritual perspective, fire represents our passions, our compulsions, our creativity, our motivation, as in light a fire under it. The element of fire has a great power for forging will and determination. It's our inner light, as well as a living symbol of the divine fire that burns in every other soul, in every soul in the world. And like other elements, it means that fire has a form in the earth plane and in the spiritual plane. So it's a source of energy that requires careful moderation and control, or you will get burned. Or burnt out. So you can get burned literally or physically. You can get burnt out. The fire element requires us to set boundaries. So you can tend to it and you can feed it as the coals begin to dim. But it's the hearth of the fire, which is the heart of the home, is to set a ritual fire at which humans and animals dance to the magic into the being. So it really has to do with fire just being this element that can bring this power and these resources within us that almost makes us come alive. So fire consumes, but not without giving back light and warmth. It shines without remorse, and it will just bring a sparkle to the darkness around you. And there's something about being around a fire, whether that being a campfire, especially being outside at night, that just brings you alive. And you can feel, yourself just connecting on a very earthly, grounded plane. There are so many connections to fire throughout our history. But one of the biggest things that I want to talk about is how you read the fire, but also how the fire correlates and corresponds with our lives. So first of all, there's a lot of color in fire. Red, orange, and yellow are typically at the top of the fire, and blue and white hot coals are typically at the bottom of the fire. So all the colors definitely affect the personality of the fire element, which is the energy of excitement and to embrace the fire that comes out the top, but it can't be done without the purity of the blue and the white embers below. And those upper flames can't reach their glory unless the bottom flames are doing exactly what needs to be done. So just as a candle cannot burn without fire, men cannot live without a spiritual life. Just let that sit in for a minute. It's just this full circle that comes forward to us. So when you're in survival mode and you have things going on in the world around you that seem chaotic and crazy and war and famine and, viruses and everything else, you can not live without a sense of spirituality, a sense of belief in something, a sense of connection, a sense of richness within ourselves. And even if that isn't necessarily a person, because a lot of people don't resonate with there being a God or one man or one woman that is creator, it is all of Earth, it is all of the world, it is all of the energy, it is all of the interconnection from past, present, and future lives. So that's a big thing. And there's so many, you know, tarot connects to the fire element, very much so. It responds to the suit of wands, and that's a very strong connection in that, in the tarot deck. And there's a lot of numerology, you know, the number 11 represents illumination or insight, and that corresponds with the element of fire. And then you have the zodiac and fire signs. So you have signs of Aries and Leo and Sagittarius, which also come under the fire element. And then you have fire-orientated crystals and plants and animals. So you have for crystals and stones, it's bloodstone and carnelian and garnet and fire opal and gold and ruby and sunstone and tiger's eye. And then the animals that would correlate or connect with would be tigers, lions, lizards, bees, dragon, ladybugs, scorpions, and the phoenix. But then you have plants. So the plants that would connect with the fire element would be thorn, holly, basil, garlic, sunflower, juniper, ash, cacti, cinnamon, ginger, nettle, and thistle. So you think about everything is connected to these elements. And you may have noticed that you've had dreams about fires before, a fire being started or fire going out. And that definitely brings a meaning with it. And there's a lot of superstitions over time about fire. You know, a lot of people were very superstitious about the time of years to light certain fires, and that they would have certain fires lit in certain areas in England or Scotland. And the Druids had different beliefs about, you know, when it was healthy and when to offer a blessings to the fire, and when would bring abundance or richness and health and wellness to them. And it all circled and centered around the fire. But what does that mean? Well, it means we can't live basically without fire, but it also means not only is it a basic survival need, it's also an element survival need that speaks to us on a very passionate level. You must be passionate about something, even in survival mode. If you're passionate about finding and locating milk for your family, if you're passionate about building a home so that you can survive, if you're passionate about traveling to another place, if you're passionate about speaking your truth or what you perceive to be known, those are all connected to that fire element, which is what's dimly and lightly burning within you. But how can you receive guidance from fire? Well, as you're watching the flames of that fire that you're watching right now in front of you, the guidance comes by relaxing your mind, your body, and your spirit. Any element can give you guidance from spirit. It has to be. It's a universal law. The element is a part of nature and a part of our world. So as you're looking into those flames, if you let yourself go, and if you would trust your imagination, if you would truly allow yourself to just let go and to see whatever you could, would, or should in the flames, I'm telling you, it would make a huge transformation and a huge shift of showing you things that come up in the fire. A lot of people will say that when they're sitting by the fire outside and they're looking at the flames, it's almost like as if they're dancing or dancing back for them. And that's true. But there will be images and things that you'll see. Maybe someone's hand or a smiling face. You may see monkeys dancing in the fire. You might see horses trailing through there. It's just about letting your mind go and allowing yourself to be open and connected to spirit. By doing this, you will allow yourself to really see what's in the flames. You know, when they have sweat lodges and First Nations people attend, often it is said because of the marijuana or because of the smoke that they smoke prior to going into the sweat lodge, this is what allows them to see things. That's not actually true. what allows them to see the messages in the flame or in the tent is the fact that the marijuana or the smoke that they were given quietens their ego. If you were to go in without any marijuana and you quieted your ego and you were open to seeing whatever presented itself to you, I guarantee you, you will see many, many things in the lodge, in that event, in that space. And the reason for that is because you have quieted your ego. It's your ego that tells you that the fire cannot give you the message. So no different than looking into the flames that you're looking into right now, witnessing and seeing what you're seeing in front of you. Ask yourself, what do I need to know right now, Spirit? Should I move? Should I stay? Should I spend or should I save? Should I be worried? And what's the date I should be worried on? Ask for the guidance to be given and then trust the process that it will indeed show up. I look forward to connecting with you soon, where we're going to be talking about water. And just so you know, yes, you need to have your device ready because I am going to be making you look at running water as we begin.